Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
Welcome to part two of this episode. We hope you enjoy it.
I'll give you an example. Back in the days, in a tax office, we needed a location or else it won't work. So I tell my clients, like, you don't have an actual office. You don't have an actual location. I mean, you work from home, your home office, whatever. But think of this insurance as a need to operate. Like, back in the days, there was an office. Like, it's the same thing. You're going to need this.
I think if somebody needs an example of, besides saying something that potentially somebody could take wrong and now they want to sue you, a lot of the content creators will be like, yeah, but why would I get involved? I'm not the one making the product. Let's say they're sponsoring something. Okay. So content creator, I saw your post and you're like, this moisturizer is so amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, TikTok made me do it, right? And I buy it and then I put it on my face and it melts off. And now I'm like, and you know, it has happened where some people put hair products and their hair falls off. Like, it's crazy. So they're going to say, yeah, but I didn't create that. It's not my product. Well, an attorney's going to say, you participated in the promotion and distribution of this product. We're going to drag you into it too, you know? So again, not a lawyer. We're insurance pros. We're entertainers here. But I'm just saying, you can get sued for anything these days. And just like lawyers will go after websites that are not ADA compliant, you know, they're going to go after certain things now that everyone's a social media influencer or a content creator. Like, they will find ways to come after you. So just get protection to minimize those costs.
You know, I think the main problem also is, like, you believe that, you know, you are just saying things. And unfortunately, we are not longer in that environment, you know, saying things carries a responsibility. And also people tend to think that nothing is going to happen to them. You know, oh, that happens only for people that, I don't know, have 5 million followers. So that it will never happen to me because, you know, I'm just small person. But again, at the end of the day, just to have the tax write-off is enough reason to have insurance, if you ask me. And then secondly, yeah, I mean, it's really another way for you to take responsibility of your business. And also, I don't know, I think it's a way to feel even like an adult, you know, like when you finally 21 and you can finally drink and have this and legally purchase your beer. Now I have a business, I have insurance, you know, it's another milestone.
I like how you said that, a milestone, because it really is. Like, I just remember, I was like, oh, I remember the first time I got my first property tax. I'm like, ooh, real estate investor. You know, all of a sudden you're like, great, a few thousand dollars extra, you know, that you weren't really thinking of. Yeah. But it is a milestone, and I hope people hear it that way. And I'm seeing more and more content creation happening. And yeah, unfortunately, you learn the hard way sometimes where you're like, oh, I forgot to put ad or sponsor or campaign. And luckily, they're making the algorithms easier. At least these platforms that I've seen have changed since when we started doing content and making it a little bit easier for those people. Do you ever see, especially those that are, and I know a lot of our listeners are thinking of doing, you know, starting a business, and they're like, well, maybe it's just more of a side thing or for fun. But it sounds like you would still recommend that, because nowadays we're seeing just the micro influencer, right? Less than 10,000 followers or whatever it is that you, and I know companies are looking for those followers as well, because that means they have more one-on-one contact with their following. What's the one mistake that you see them often do when it comes to, obviously you just said they don't want to pay the insurance policy because of the price or whatever it might be. But one thing that is the number one thing that they're like, I should have done this, and this was a mistake that I see across the board when it comes to not having that insurance in place. That'd be for either one of you.
And you're based on insurance, right? Because I was
on the insurance side of it, where you're just like, yeah, if you had the insurance, that this probably wouldn't be. Like, what's a common mistake?
Back in the days, and I was going to say, like, probably like a year and a half or two And right now we're kind of fighting for to find something like this. These media coverages had an endorsement for a hack. Let's say your account was hacked and all these things. So I remember that we were offering that to some of the clients, and you know what? I think you've been through a situation like, what happens if your account gets hacked? Like, yeah. So we're looking for other carriers to add that endorsement back, because it was a really good one. And I think that was one of the main things that I told my client, like, well, you're going to have to buy your policy, but you're not going to have that endorsement anymore because you did not get it a year before. And then what happens if your account gets hacked? There's no more contracts.
Yes.
There's no more money coming in. So that's an example that I can think of. And then the other thing is that specifically for one of our clients that we had, they were like, no, it's okay. I mean, it's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And then they were signing a big contract, like with a company over 200K. And then they called me that, hey, I don't have GL, right? And I'm like, no. And they're like, we need it today, or else I'm not going to be able to sign this contract because they're requiring it on the contract. And I'm like, well, I can't get it to you in one day. So you're going to have to wait until we get the final quote so we can go ahead and purchase this, right? So it delayed their process of signing that deal, and they put at risk the deal, right?
Yes.
Not all the companies are requiring yet, but I think it's going to get to a point very soon that they're going to require it, because it's kind of getting so much attention to this that they're going to start doing that. So that's gave you two scenarios.
You made my heart drop, because I just got reminded how a few years ago I got hacked, and y'all remember that it was like two months of it being hacked. And I actually knew friends like high up places in Instagram that I was like, can you help me? And they were like it was like this whole thing. And eventually it was somebody that was following me that worked at Facebook headquarters. It was like, oh yeah, I follow you, I'll help you out. And she fixed it within like not even a couple days. But I was lucky. You just said it. I knew my campaign was starting in 3 months, and I had already signed everything. People forget you're liable for things that if let's say
that's
I didn't get it back.
That's a breach of contract.
Yes. And then if people are like, oh, well, I lose that money. No. You lose that money on top of the money that they spent on you already, on top of the money that was already sent in, on top of if they've spent any money already on marketing. So half of the time when people are like, well, if you can't show up because of this, it's like, you're probably going to pay a really pretty penny if you don't think. And yes, I like how you said they straight up called you and said, I need this in order. And you're right. I'm going to see more and more contracts that way too that are just requiring it. It's just if you don't have the insurance, it's too much of a liability for them.
It is. And the thing is, if we have some talent management agencies listening, know that there are master policies that you can consider, and it will get you more business, because these, like, I don't know, let's see, you're working for the shoe company that has a swoosh. I don't want to name names, right? And they come to you and they want to hire influencers. If you have that, it's just an added benefit. They're like, they have their protection, and maybe it'll pass on to the influencer, or you can still ask the influencer to get their own. You know, it doesn't matter. It really, I think, and Sandra, I feel like, and Itzel, you guys would agree with me, it should start from the top. If you are not a solo content creator and you are part of an agency, as the agency, you should have insurance, and that you content creator that are part of that, you should really advocate that agency get insurance, because it's just going to make more money for everyone, more benefit for the brand coming in to hire you.
Yeah, it's called distribution of risk, or risk distribution, because if everybody has some sort of insurance, not only like Sandra said, you never know what type of new contract or new, I don't know, promotion you're going to get. And don't wait till the last moment. It's better if you have it already. Maybe they give you preference over another influencer because you already are ready and are showing also commitment and show that, you are a pro. And coming back to the scenarios of when you need insurance, again, even you're small or big, depending on what you are doing, you can cause a liability, or you can cause something that you can be liable anytime that you are creating content. One of the examples that came to mind to me actually today, I'm in a hotel and I used to love to make tea or to have, and you know, in the coffee maker, some tea before I went to bed. This influencer decided to wash her panties in a coffee maker thingy. She thought it was a great travel tip. And, you know, people recognized what hotel was she at. And, you know, people refused. Now, I'm not in that hotel, but I want to stay away from that coffee maker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll never want to use coffee anymore.
She got sued for that because, you know, I mean, who thought that you would get sued for inappropriate use of a coffee maker.
Everybody's watching everything we do now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yes. So, and if you didn't learn anything from this today's episode, I'm already writing things down. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to talk to – we're going to have these ladies back because I'm sure there's a lot of people are like, hold on, what about this scenario? Now I'm like, I'm never going to ever want to use a coffee maker in any hotel. thank you for that. And the risk distribution is that the account – that word that we're going to have to implement more to, because once again, it's a lot of terms that we're constantly learning as you become higher. And I like how Sandra said, there's some people that are starting out their followers and then they go to a million followers. It's important to learn these financial literacy terms for yourself because when you come in more prepared for the meeting, you can ask for more money, all these things that come with it. So question that I want to end up with is, you know, for both of you that you happen to be bilingual and, you know, Dinero talks and we translate here. And I would love for you to say maybe one thing that you want a content creator to walk away with today's topic. Why don't you start, Sandra?
This is a real business. That's what I want them to take from this. And that's my conversation every time I sit down with one. This is a real business. And this is your legacy. And if you're building something, you got to protect it. It's no longer for fun.
Love it. Love it. And it's it.
For me, it's like, don't get overwhelmed. There's a lot of resources. I mean, we live in the era of information. You can chat GPT, you can call us, you can, you know, get a lot of info. So just start little by little to get more informed. Information is power. So yeah, that will be my main takeaway.
Oh, well, thank you so much, lady. Yes, information is power. And we are looking forward to having you back. So stay tuned for the Spanish episode because these ladies also translate just enough for us. So thank you. See you in the next one.
Thank you.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvyIn20Minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.